USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street's been trading higher on this Friday so far after the release of a pretty good jobs report by the federal government. It beat estimates as 128,000 jobs were created in October when experts had predicted we'd see about 100,000 even. Chief economist at KPMG Constance Hunt says it's likely directly tied to the recent interest rate cuts by the Fed.
The Fed seems to have been able to elongate the expansion, and these jobs numbers suggest that that could go on for some time.
Democratic White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren unveiling her plan to pay for Medicare for all, saying it would mostly be financed through trillions of dollars in taxes on the richest Americans and corporations. President Trump will be hosting the world champion Washington Nationals ball team at the White House on the South Lawn on Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
ISIS is warning the United States not to get too happy about attacking and killing its leader last weekend in Syria. The group breaking its silence to confirm the death and to name a replacement. Experts say they don't really know much about the new leader, and ISIS did not release details. House Republicans are blasting the Democratic resolution to advance the Trump impeachment process that was passed along party lines yesterday.
A legitimate process is one that offers protections for everyone involved. And without those protections, this will be seen as just another partisan exercise.
That's Congressman Tom Cole, Minority Whip Steve Scalise, calling it a Soviet-style process. And Republican Caucus Chairwoman Liz Cheney called it a fundamentally tainted process. Remember, gain an hour this weekend. Sunday marks the end of daylight saving time, so fall back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago teachers and their students back in the classrooms for the first time in 11 days today after yesterday the mayor announces that there was a deal that ended that teacher's strike, although there were some loose ends that had to be tied up before the strike could completely end.
We had a deal. The only issue was about whether or not we were going to provide any compensation to the teachers for being out on strike. So that's the only issue that was on the table today.
Students will have to make up 5 days of those missed classes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is weighing in after an oil spill this week on the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. The Vermont senator tweeting, quote, "This is what happens when we have a president who ignores scientists and puts short-term fossil fuel profits ahead of the environment and the future of the planet." And tweet from Bernie Sanders, who says the pipeline should never have been built and he plans on shutting it down if he wins the White House. And a Republican prank on Capitol Hill yesterday prompted a police response. The National Republican Congressional Committee apparently sent empty boxes to some House Democrats with the message, "Get packing," implying they'll need the empty boxes come November to pack up and move out of office. The boxes were considered suspicious, though. The Capitol Hill police were called in and finally cleared them as safe. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.